Alright, here we go. Look at me. One, two, ready, go.
Middle school students inside the band room of this charter school listen closely to their guest teacher. Composer James Swearingen moved in a spirited fashion as he led students through a music lesson. Swearingen, who's had over 550 pieces published, offered tips to young band members, suggesting not to look at their music.
Eyes, if you can avoid looking at the music, one, two, ready.
WBFO News asked Swearingen about working with these charter students.
What are you doing when you come to schools like this to help out?
Well, I, again, you use the words to help out. That's my mission, is to help and introduce the students to maybe different concepts. I hear this all the time. The band directors say, you know, I say the same things to my kids, but you say it a little bit different way, and all of a sudden they act like it's even more important. And again, it's not that I'm saying different things. I'm just saying them in a different way and giving a different voice to help the band directors, and that's my mission. You know, the message that I tried to present to the students at the very beginning was that you're not a group of individuals. You're an individual group when you play in the band. And that's a whole different mindset, because that's about individual sacrifice for the betterment of the person sitting beside you and trying to do things in a very like manner.
Swearingen was invited to appear at the school by his former student, Adam Brignone, who now serves as the school's middle school band director. He calls Swearingen's teachings very genuine.
He's very honest. And when I was a student teacher, he was my supervisor. And when he would come to watch me teach as a college student, it was the same thing, very much to the point. He never told me anything that wasn't true. If I deserve criticism, he gave me criticism. If I deserve praise, he gave me praise.
I remind the band directors, I can be demanding. And I can, you know, the conductor sometimes has a reputation of being a little bit of a tyrant. So you can ask my band back home, my community adults, you know, he's not always that nice to us. But truly, I do try to have fun with all the people that I'm conducting.
Tonight, students from the Applied Technology School's bands and the Kenmore East High School band appear at a special concert with Swearingen leading their way. Ilana Saffold is a sixth grader at the charter school who plays percussion.
What did you learn today? What was one thing that you walked away with?
To watch the conductor and count.
What's your favorite part about playing in the orchestra and the band?
Having to, like, play different types of instruments.
Swearingen is world famous for his pieces written for elementary, middle, high school, and collegiate bands. And he's in high demand around the globe. He's traveled to Norway and will head to Singapore next month.
In the last 10 years, I remember being at the Midwest Convention in Chicago, and a group of middle school students came up to me and they said, we're looking for Mr. Swearingen. I said, well, you found him. I said, what can I do for you? And they said, we just want to tell you, we've been playing this piece called Exaltation, and we've voted and decided it's our all-time favorite piece of music we've ever played. Now, that piece had been written in 1979, 1980. Now we're talking about, you know, just 10 years ago or so when that story happened, and those kids had discovered something to me which was, you know, a little old, but to them it was as refreshing as the day it was written the first time. And that made me feel good, and I always enjoy that experience.
For now, some local students have his attention. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.